Yo, ASAP.
What's up?
Okay. I just wanted to make sure the quality and everything was all good. All right, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Sam Stacks, and I'm with ASAP Leah. This is another episode of You Know What I'm Saying podcast. So, Leah, how you been?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How's things going in Indiana?
Oh, why would you even ask that?
Because I ain't been in Indiana for a minute. I just, want to see what's going on.
I know. I see. Like, just got up and left. I was like, what the hell? He's in Arizona now.
Yeah, I kind of got up, packed my bags, and left. It's been like, I've been out here for like over a year now.
That's cool. Yep. No, same old. Nothing.
All right, Leah. I had like probably one topic I wanted to talk about today. But if you had anything that you want to, talk about, please let me know.
All right. I can't think of nothing off the top of my head.
All right. So I don't know if you noticed anything, but like things I've been posting on Twitter or anything, but I just got out of like a toxic ass relationship. So I wanted a girl's opinion on how do you create or how do you start off doing a healthy relationship?
How do you start up? Okay. I think the most important thing is like, you got to be comfortable with yourself first. You got to I think it's important if you're like, if you know what you want out of life.
Okay. So basically know yourself before you even start looking for a relationship.
Yeah, like know who you are, stand on who you are, and then be able to like bring somebody in,
Okay, I've been told like this is probably like the fourth girl who told me personally that I have a problem with communicating. But I feel like I have to communicate on things that hold no value. And when I say things like that, people say, "Oh, you're being insensitive to my feelings," or you're like, what's the word that she'd be using? The quote. I don't mess with her no more, but she used to hit me with this quote. I can't think of it. But it's basically like I'm invalidating her feelings. So do you feel like in a relationship that if, I know it sounds like you have to talk to them about their feelings, but if it's something that is really petty, but is a big deal to them, do you still feel like you have to like be at the point that you have to talk about that, even though it's small in your eyes?
Yeah, because you're in a relationship. You got to deal with some stuff you don't want to deal with, especially if you care about that person. Like, you got to hear them out. Because if you didn't like something, you would want that person to hear you out, correct?
I understand completely. Yeah. But what if you're like, it's like, what if you're like, the shit is already starting to go sour before a relationship even pops off? Because I was never like in a legit relationship. It was just like us getting to know each other. And during that get to know you stage, it's not even like arguing, it's like conversating, but you don't really want to talk about the shit.
So you didn't want to talk about something?
Yeah, I didn't feel like it was important enough to talk about, honestly.
Then I don't know, it just depends on what it was. Then I don't know. Then maybe you weren't like ready to do anything at all. If you were not willing to talk about something little that she wanted to talk about, then I don't know. It's like the little things.
Not like the girls of today, but what do like actual like genuine women want out of a man?
Consistency. That's like a big deal. Like one minute somebody will be acting one way and then the next month, it'll be like a whole different situation. Loyalty, which is a part of being consistent.
So dive after each example that you give me, go into like a brief tangent on what the qualifications of that is. Like, so you said loyalty.
Loyalty, like, I don't know, because different people have like different standards for loyalty.
So what's your standard of loyalty?
My standard is just, don't do anything that you wouldn't do if I'm there. Like, if you know who I am, you know that I'm cool with this, then that's cool. But don't do something that you know that I wouldn't agree with.
Okay.
But I can't speak for other girls because the standard for men is the bar is set like so fucking low. Like y'all get it easy these days.
What?
I swear to God, like it just pisses me off the way women let y'all get away with any fucking thing. It is sad.
How, like, what do you mean? We, I don't see nobody getting away with anything, honestly. I think girls get away with a lot.
No, if you're shit. No, if you are taking that person back, you're letting that nigga get away with stuff.
Okay.
All that toxic shit, that is, you are letting him get away because he's just going to keep doing it.
So how many chances do a healthy relationship call for?
There's not like a number. It's just, I don't know. There's not a number at all to anything, with anything, like at all in life. But there's, I don't know, there just has to be a limit to shit. Like, obviously he's doing the same shit. Like, he didn't learn the last time you got mad. So, I don't know. So he's not ever going to learn, and a lot of niggas don't. So, I don't
know. So you don't think that girls get away with a lot of shit too?
No, girls do.
So do you think, before I keep going, give me some more qualities that women look for in a man. You said consistency, loyalty.
I wouldn't really know. I don't ask for a lot, so I wouldn't know what other girls would want.
So just speak about what you want.
Exactly. As long as you're consistent, loyal, I don't know. What else do you think girls would want? Or what do you see other girls wanting?
Security. Like, and when I say security, I mean like for them to feel safe around you, like protection. I would say financially stable.
Yeah. Okay. Well, with that, I don't know.
Go ahead.
That's just stuff like, that's what I'm saying, like, when I say the bar is set so low. Because that shit, okay, a man is supposed to come with, like.
Okay.
And, like, the bare minimum, girls don't even be expecting that anymore. And that's what pisses me off. Like, duh, he's supposed to be your security. Duh, he's supposed to, like, loyal. And, yeah, he's supposed to be financially stable. And he is supposed to stay consistent. But, like, yeah, we let y'all get away with too fucking much. Like, there's nothing. I don't know. It's hard. It's difficult. I'm not even interested in anything right now because it's
I don't believe that.
Oh, no. We'll believe it because, yeah.
Girls still got needs, though.
Yeah. But them needs is being taken care of.
Whatever that means.
I'll tell you what it means. Let me find it. Shit.
You said what?
I said, let me find it. It's under my bed somewhere. But no.
You're
like,
wild.
Like, so, deadass. So, like,
go ahead.
Like how the last podcast we were talking about, like, people being, like, pussy, like, dickmatized and shit like that. Like, that is not, I still don't believe that's a real thing.
Okay.
Like,
I mean, I feel like sex confuses a lot of shit. I feel like you can be cool with somebody up until the point y'all have sex, then everything changes.
But at this point, it's not even about sex. It's just people are just getting so desperate to have like some type of attention. They blame it on, oh, the dick is so bomb. No, that's just the only type of attention or intimacy that you're getting. So you're saying the dick is so bomb or pussy so good and all that bullshit. But no, it's not about that because you can get dick anywhere. You can get pussy anywhere. It's just, I don't know. I don't believe that shit.
So do you think girls are better liars than boys when it comes to relationships? Because I feel like girls were literally, a girl could do something and you would never know. But once a guy does something in a relationship, a girl can really like have their intuition kick in and then they'll find out and all that other shit.
Yeah, because girls are more sneakier and then guys are like dumber.
Okay.
Like you have to, like with anything, like if a girl feels some type of way, you'll have to like tell them straight up and lay down the whole blueprint for them to understand. So 9 times out of 10, they're not going to catch a girl cheating because they're so oblivious to what's going on.
Okay. I'm putting all this in the notes. Because
you should.
I think, like, sometimes, because I've probably been cheated on, like, a one good solid time that I know about. And the times that I know about it, I really didn't care because I already knew what was going on. So I wasn't, like, really too fucked up about it because I was five steps ahead.
It's okay. We all get hurt. You can admit it.
No, I wasn't hurt. It just took me by surprise. I was very surprised. Yeah.
Okay.
You said I was hurt.
It's okay. I won't tell nobody.
No, but this is off the wall though. But you know that one episode that we did is the most views I ever got on my podcast with you and Randon.
Really?
It is.
It's because you had ASAP on it.
Yeah, you're an honorary member for sure now. No. But what else would I was gonna say? Relationships. So when do you think you gonna start getting back in the dating field?
I'm taking my time to myself. Like, I don't know. I know what I want, and I haven't seen anything close to it. So I'm fine being alone for now.
Are you saying that just because of where you reside at?
No. Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there is some good guy out there, but he hasn't came to me. I'm not going out to look because it's not that serious. Like I said, I'm fine alone. But
why do you feel like you can't go out there, you know, try to shoot your shot at a few things?
Because first of all, I'll be tired as hell hopping everywhere. Second of all, I don't know. I don't think it's that serious. Like, I'm at peace right now. Like, I'm fine. I'm not at all, like, I don't know. I don't want anything to do with, like, love right now. Unless it's, like, family or, like, anything like that.
That sounds boring.
I like boring shit. It's peaceful as hell.
So do you actually think, because I've been getting told a lot of times, like, oh, so how do you feel when girls say, I only have guy friends? Do you actually feel like guys and girls can be just friends and that's it?
Yes, I've seen it before.
I don't believe that shit, because I feel like all guys are going to be friends with a girl until the point where the girl wants to do something with the guy, then the guy is going to drop the friendship card so fucking quick.
Or it could go the other way.
Like, a girl is going to be like friends a with a guy until the girl's the girl. Ready?
Yeah. Because that's how I was seeing it. Like, that might happen. Yeah.
Like, because you know how that shit used to go, like, motherfuckers be like, oh, brother, sister, and they act like they cool, but they really be plotting on the low and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that shit, like, I just can't go for that shit. I just, like how would you know? Like, do you think they could just, like, if you're in a relationship, do you think it's okay for a girl to go hang out with guys?
Yeah. I don't know. Not to, like, double standard it, but I don't know. I don't think so. But I've never seen that happen before. But I have seen where a guy can go hang out with his girlfriend.
And he's probably gay.
What?
And he's probably gay.
No, he knows how to keep his distance.
I don't know. I think he's probably plotting too until some shit happens.
No. I don't know. Maybe it's just the people that you've seen. I don't know. Because I've seen it like multiple times, like with different types of friend or like friend groups and stuff.
Okay. So do you think in 2021, like, real relationships are like a thing now? Because I be looking and I be seeing everybody like posting their little booze or whatever, and they be looking happy. But then, like, I don't know. I just be feeling like, goddamn, because I've been single for like a little minute now, and I'm like, bro, this shit is really not what it is. Because I, like what you said earlier, like, I know what I want, but I don't feel like I'm at the level to where I can get the actual girl I want because I'm not there yet, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. It's so difficult these days, day in and like being in relationships, because it's so, I don't know, it's so easy, like, to just move on.
I think it's making it harder to move on now.
Why?
Because you really, like, you want to, like, back in the day, like, before, like, social media thing was a shit, like, you'll have a relationship with somebody, then once you, like, stop being in a relationship with them, you don't really see them no more. But now, today, like, you y'all break up, whatever, y'all act like y'all don't want to see each other. Next thing you know, you swipe on your Snapchat, you see them, they're on your Twitter feed, they're on your Instagram feed, they're on your Facebook feed, and it's like, damn, I'm trying to get over you, but I keep seeing you everywhere. So then that's when the risky text messages come and all that.
Yeah, that is true. But I meant, like, it's easier to, like, break up with some, like, not break up, but, like, cheat on someone. Because if you and your girl, you guys have a little argument, you can easily, like, go in the room or, like, not even, like, you could sit next to the girl and be texting somebody else, like, quick, or on somebody, swiping up on somebody's Snapchat or in their DMs. Like, it's so easy to, like, just go to somebody else.
It is. I see what you're saying now. It is easy to, like, act like you're over somebody. It is easy to, like, to move on. I see what you're saying completely. It's kind of weird, but, like, do girls do that too, though? I feel like girls do that a lot too.
Yeah.
Because, like, literally a girl would be like, oh, I'm so happy to be with this nigga. And then, like, literally you look on your Twitter feed like 5 hours later and she's like, oh, I'm big single and all this other shit. I'd be like, what the hell? I'd be confused as fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, though, what else you want to talk about? Let's fuck the relationships. I'm over that.
I don't know. If I click out of this, will it end?
I don't think it's going to end. I think you can swipe up and it's still going to be recorded.
I don't know. I don't want to risk it.
I swiped up and it's still recording.
I mean, like, if I...
I don't know. Don't risk it, though.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm trying to think what I had.
You told me you was writing you was getting ready to write a book?
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
Just about my life, like from my childhood all the way up to now, is pretty interesting. Because I don't think it's like what people would think it was. Yeah. And then I'm going to Hawaii.
Yeah, you're from Hawaii, right?
Yeah. I'm going to Hawaii in a few weeks and I am gonna try to make like a vlog, like a video vlog, of like how me and my brother grew up, because it's not like what people think it is.
Yeah. Like people think like fucking sunbathing in paradise type shit, and it's probably like
we're living in fucking huts and shit.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be interesting. And then especially like the way we grew up, like from other, like different from other, I don't know. It'll just be interesting. You'll see what I'm talking about.
So are you Samoan or Tongan?
I'm Samoan.
And do Samoans and Tongans get along?
Yeah, it's not like a beef.
Okay.
But, yeah. They're both Polynesian. They're, like, pretty close. They're, like, yeah. So I'm not sure how many different Polynesians there are, but there's Samoan, Tongans, Hawaiians, Tahitians. I can't even name them all. But they're all Polynesian, so yeah, there's a lot.
And I feel like your book is gonna be like on some, like, I feel like it could be like damn near like a movie type shit. Like, have you ever seen like that, like the little surfer girl that had the shark attack?
Yeah.
I feel like it could be like on a level type there, like some triumphant documentary type shit. And I can see a movie being made about the shit. The shit I'm thinking about, what you just said about the book and all that, bro, I feel like it's gonna be dope because it takes places like in Hawaii, the United States. I feel like that could be dope. You got like a nice little story to you already. So, you know, I feel like if you just really put your head to that, I feel like that book is going to be fucking amazing. And then we could probably get like a movie out of it too.
Yeah. But that was only like one chapter of her life. I'm trying to bring in like my whole childhood and all of that, childhood trauma and all that shit. So it'll be definitely like eventful. So I'll just say that.
Have you started it yet?
I just ordered this book from Amazon and it's going to help me like write it and like with the drafts and a memoir. I think that's what it's called. Like, yeah, to help me build up a memoir. So, and I heard you're writing a book. I'll send you that link to the Amazon thing.
Hell yeah. I can't, like, I've been having like writer's block. I've been having nothing but time on my hands to write it. And I started it. You know, because I started writing it when I was in jail. And then once I got out, you know, I wrote a little bit of it, but I should be like damn near done by now, bro. Because I told myself I was going to be finished with the rough draft by the end of January. And I still have time to finish it. But then I got to like, I need to find somebody who can do spell checks, grammar checks, make sure my commas are in the right area and shit like that.
Google that shit.
Because that shit is probably about to look so fucking atrocious on it, you know?
Oh, well, just do it and then get laughed at, but it'll be done.
Yeah, so do you got a title for your book?
I was thinking The Bare Minimum at first, because that just seemed to come up so much, like that word, I mean that sentence or that
phrase.
Yeah, that phrase just came up so much in my life, and I was thinking of that, so... Well, I'm not sure yet if that's what I want to go with.
All right, you don't want to tell everybody your secrets right now, which is cool, which is cool, which is cool. So, what else? I know you've been seeing, like, the little shit that's been going. I know you've seen the shit that went on with the Capitol last week and everybody talking about that. Do you have any things you want to say about that?
No, because honestly, when it was going on, I tried to stay off social media because it was just so crazy. Like, One app was joking around, laughing. The shit was funny. But they were joking, and then the other half, like the grown-ups that I had on my Facebook, they were like mad and serious. And I was just like, oh my God, this is too much. So I just kind of got off. But I don't have an opinion about who I do, but I don't think it, I don't know. It's just, all this is just so stupid, honestly. What you were saying on your last podcast, I understood what you were saying, but
go ahead and tell me. You go ahead. You can cuss me out if you want to.
No, I'm not trying. But I don't think there's like anything Black people could do. Like, I don't think there's any more that we could do. What they did at the Capitol, we would never be able to do. Like, come anything, like nothing close to that. So we tried to do our protest. That didn't work. For one, we didn't have a plan. Everybody was just out there screaming at the police. There was like, nobody had a like actual plan on what we really wanted. We were just trying to raise awareness. But I don't think everybody understood that.
I think it was something that like everybody already knew. I think it was something that, because everywhere I looked, everybody was saying like, oh, Black people couldn't do this. And I'm like, okay, everybody should know that. I think everybody knew that, but I'm just trying to figure out like, what was the point of everybody to keep saying it for? Like, we know this, like, so what are you going to do about it? We know we couldn't do it.
Yeah. That's what was making me mad about the Black Lives Matter. Like, yeah, there wasn't a plan to actually do anything or like, but then at the same time, there's nothing more that we could do, but protest, because if we did take like any actions further than that, like how they freaking stormed the Capitol for no apparent reason, then there would be more lives taken. America sucks, let's just say.
Yeah, I seen that you had some questions about what a FEMA camp was and everything like that.
Yeah, I never heard of that before.
It's basically like we got FEMA camps now. I don't want to put them on the same level of concentration camps. I kind of want to like give it an equivalency to like, remember like when they were doing like the ICE raids and people were getting snatched up, like a lot of immigrants were getting snatched up and putting these like the little camps and shit like that and giving like foil covers and they were taking kids and all that other shit. I feel like it's going to, I never seen like an actual FEMA camp, but I didn't research on the FEMA camps. I seen like a few pictures here and there, like a few camp setups. And I feel like it's going to be something like that due to the fact that, you know, the military and like a lot of government state officials are going to like make it an obligation for a lot of people to get the COVID vaccine. And if you don't get a COVID vaccine, they're going to have to, you know, get like a large group of people in one area just so they don't be able to infect the population, allegedly, you know, because like a lot of people want to go back and, you know, people want to go to concerts, people want to go out to clubs, people want to go to basketball games and things like that. And there's no way they're going to let a setting like that happen if people aren't vaccinated and, like, you know, this is not going to be a thing anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Because I live in Arizona. Is like the number one in the country right now for COVID. I think not COVID deaths, but I think COVID cases. So, like, yeah, but really? Arizona is like a hot ass state. You know, people want to party still. So it's like they're trying not to stop everything. But right now we're on like a 10 o'clock. Are you guys on curfew there?
No, not that I know of.
Yeah, so right now we're on a 10 o'clock curfew. All the businesses are shut down after 10 o'clock. You can't go into anywhere, but I think you can probably stay in the bar for probably like 30 minutes after 10 o'clock, maybe before they start kicking people out. So it's like some things like that. And I know it's like, and I know I've been seeing like a lot of things, like people saying like from the 16th to the 20th of January, like a lot of white supremacists are going to be like, you know, going batshit crazy on folks. So, you know, that's just another thing just to be aware of. And I feel like there's about to be some shit going down at the inauguration to where Joe Biden doesn't get sworn in. I feel like, I don't know, it's about to be weird as fuck, bro.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's gonna be weird as fuck, and it's kind of scary. Like, it's not scary, but it's just like you gotta be prepared for this shit, because I don't think motherfuckers are prepared for if like people start shutting, like tearing down electrical buildings, and you know, I feel like it's about to turn the fuck up, you know.
Have you watched? Do you have Hulu?
I used to have Hulu. What show?
Because there's this, like, basically a documentary on what happened to the Capitol.
It came out already?
On the 6th. Yeah, it came out, like, I watched it, like, last week. It was so crazy. Like, they were explaining everything. There was, like, more footage of, like, how they were running around, acting crazy as hell. And like where they were, and then just explaining like more into depth about like what happened. It was pretty crazy. It was scary. Like I felt like I was watching a scary movie. It was that, like, if I was there, I would have been crying.
Yeah, they said like a lot of the Capitol Police were in on it. They said like,
oh yeah, most definitely. What the hell?
It makes sense, you know, because they was like, a lot of people were taking pictures with the Capitol Police and shit like that. But what was creeping me out, yeah, I kept seeing like old disabled people storm the Capitol too. And I'm like, bro, what the hell?
I know that. I seen a video on Facebook. They were like in their motor chairs. They were sitting there screaming like, what? You not even going to make it to the 20th.
They said, I seen this one dude. Oh my God. They said, we let a boneless wing. How the boneless wing storm the Capitol? I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
I seen last night somebody say, Duck Dynasty just took over the Capitol. I don't know if
you know Duck Dynasty, the fucking hillbillies.
I was so weak because I forgot that they were like a thing.
I almost definitely forgot about that.
I just thought about it. And I just remembered how they had those American flag bandanas. And I was like, that's exactly who the hell
took over the Capitol. He just took over the Capitol. What the hell? What the hell?
Yeah.
Damn, man. It's been nice talking to you, man. We got like a nice little 30-minute podcast episode. I'm going to go ahead cut it right here. Just let the folks know that you're good and everything.
Yeah. It was nice talking to you, too.
All right, that's ASAP Leah. My name is Dre Stacks Grant. This is the You Know What I'm Saying podcast. Thank you so much for being on. You're going to be hearing a lot more from her. You guys have a good day. I'm going to text you later, Leah.
All right.